European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Ray Druitt to look ahead to the best of this weekend's European football action. Four games once again to go at in many different leagues. The Bundesliga, we've got Serie A, we've got Ligue 1, and we've also got some action in Portugal as well to look forward to. So plenty to get our teeth stuck into across the weekend. Well, I say across the weekend, all four games there are on Sunday, but there's some decent action on Saturday as well. I'm Alex Dunn, and on the line this time, he's not in the studio with me, is Ray Druitt. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Alex. How are we?
I'm okay. I'd rather you were here, if I'm being honest.
Me too, but I'm currently sat in front of Alan Shearer's 100-plus goals in the Premier League, and he's just got a header against Liverpool, so I'm in a pretty good place, to be honest, Alex.
Nice.
It was the memorable 2-2 where we came back from 2-0 down.
Away from home? I do remember that.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, Shearer's just scored. Beautiful stuff.
Lovely.
Good. I'm away for a week, which is why I'm podcasting from home.
Well, he says that, listeners. He says he's got a week off. I have it on good authority that you just couldn't be bothered to come in today. I swear I saw him in the office this week. So I think it's just a lack of podcast metal from you, Druitt.
Standard.
Right. We've got. Firstly, again, it's that time of the season where it's quite hard with some of the games that we're going to look at because we record on a Thursday prior to the Europa League action. So there may be a couple of games where there are teams that we're not speculating about, because often teams do play slightly different sides in the Europa League. But just bear that in mind. Marseille, the team jumping out at the page, as well as Dortmund, as sides that are playing on Thursday. So just bear that in mind. But right. Where shall we start this week, Mr. Druitt? Which game would you like to start with?
Well, I think the Germany is a wonderful place to start, to be honest.
Right, fair enough. We've got a humdinger coming up on Sunday between Borussia Dortmund and Bayer Leverkusen, and you'll hear what Ray makes of it after this.
The Bundesliga.
Okay, so Dortmund in the betting 8-13. The draw is 16-5, and Leverkusen are 4-1 for this one. Should be a cracker, Ray. Two sides who, in recent years, have been very, very successful in Germany. Dortmund, of course, pushing Bayern close in recent years. A little disappointing last year when Leverkusen really picked up the pace, if you like, and managed to stake their claim as a top four side. Dortmund have started the season in great form and have a 100% record so far. Leverkusen in less good form. Started the season well with wins against Hoffenheim and Hanover, but then lost at Bayern and lost at home to Darmstadt last week. That's a defeat that will rankle a little. They got back on track in midweek in the Champions League against Bate Borisov. Dortmund, as we mentioned earlier, play on Thursday night against Krasnodar before we record this, so just bear that in mind. Dortmund, I thought here, Ray, certainly deserved favourites, no question about that. Maybe a little bit short, given how good Leverkusen can be when they turn it on.
Yeah, I think a lot's been read into how well, I guess, contrasting starts for these two sides. As you said, Dortmund, forwards from four, top of the league, scoring for fun. Not just in the league as well, I mean, the Europa League campaign, albeit against a significantly weaker side, but they are scoring an awful lot of goals. And Leverkusen maybe just haven't got going. Like I said, they did have a decent win against Barca in midweek in the Champions League, but not really been scoring the kind of goals or the amount of goals we expect them to. Hanover and Hoffenheim have started the season pretty poorly, and that's the only two wins that Leverkusen have got. So I think 8-13 is maybe about right. But we've seen this before. I mean, it was opening day of last season when Leverkusen travelled to Dortmund. Dortmund were odds-on favourites, and Leverkusen turn them over. So it's not unthinkable that Leverkusen get something, but I think, as you said, Dortmund may be deserving favourites.
Hmm. Leverkusen were a side I was really keen to be on board with last year. Dortmund aside, I was keen to be against last year, I think it's fair to say. This time round, things do look a bit different, and it almost just appears that Dortmund have had their... Well, the start of last season was unprecedented, wasn't it? They just couldn't buy a win from anywhere, couldn't get any consistency going. This season, it appears to be that they've got things a little more under control, doesn't it? And you look at the wealth of attacking talent that they have, apart from anything else. I mean, they're not bad at the back either, but they look again... They may just be lacking that Lewandowski-type character, but they're going to create chance after chance after chance. And up against Leverkusen side, who are probably better at the back than I give them credit for, but I still picture being ludicrously open at times.
Yeah, I think things just go stale from time to time, don't they? I think that's what happened last season with Klopp. It's nobody's fault. Stuff like that just happens. But as you said, so much attacking talent. Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan have both got 9 already this season across all competitions. 15 league goals for Dortmund in 4 matches. They will create an awful lot of chances. As you said, maybe probably just missing... I mean, most sides would miss Lewandowski. You pull Lewandowski out of any world-class side and they will notice him. But I think they're doing okay. I think... Leverkusen, as I said, just struggling to score goals, which will make this one interesting because they travelled away to Bayern and, as you said, they defended relatively well, gave away 2 penalties, which obviously didn't help matters, but did reduce Bayern to limited chances and they didn't create an awful lot. But I was really disappointed with Leverkusen in that game. There's no harm in losing to Bayern at all, but they didn't really give it a go, and I felt Bayern. We covered that game on the podcast, and I felt Bayern were there to be got at and Leverkusen didn't. I just wonder if, I don't know, maybe a slight tweak with obviously the big Champions League game, maybe a change in mindset, which maybe a bit negative from Leverkusen. And I think if they go to Dortmund with that kind of mindset and don't create the chances that they failed to create against a weak Bayern Munich side, I think they'll get turned over. And I think Dortmund, rightly so, favourites.
Okay. They are slightly weaker, aren't they, Leverkusen, than they were last year. Son Heung-min's gone to Tottenham. Gonzalo Castro may be coming up against them here. He's gone to Dortmund. Whether or not he starts is another matter. But I think Dortmund do win this, Ray. But the question is, how are we going to find some value about them? The 8-13, and I'd imagine, isn't tickling your fancy.
No, I think we can definitely extract a bit more value out of this one. I think Dortmund have scored at least 3 goals in the last 5 league games. They've won the last 6 home games, so they are in pretty decent form at home. And over 2.5 goals has landed in their last 6 league games as well. So, I mean, it's quite simple. Add the over 2.5 match goals to a Dortmund win, which brings about a 6-5 shot. Of course, you can... I mean, if you think Leverkusen score, which I'm sure many, many people do, it's 21-10 to Dortmund to win and by Leverkusen to score. So both teams to score and Dortmund to win is 21-10. I think they're 2 very, very good ways in. I wouldn't be looking at wins to nil or anything like that. Although Leverkusen have won their last 2 at Dortmund to nil, I think you'll be looking for a pro-Dortmund bet with goals in this one. I mentioned Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan have both scored 9 in all competitions. Aubameyang 17-20 and Mkhitaryan 19-20 any time in this one. But I think if you are looking for a goal scorer bet, for me you have to be looking at Leverkusen players. I think they'll probably score in this one. But all their players are 2-1 or bigger, which are big old prices. These are any time prices. Kiesling, obviously, we know how prolific he is, 2-1. McMurdo, who scored last night, 23-10. Canaloggi, 23-10. Hernandez, 23-10. Bellarabi, 5-2. Some big prices there for a side who probably, as I said, we expect to score.
Mm. I think Kaltanoglu as well, purely for his set-piece ability at 23-10, would tempt a few.
Well, he got 2 last night, didn't he, in the Champions League. And I think he's already scored in the league as well. He scored away at Hanover. So, there are some big prices on Leverkusen players. I do think Dortmund win this, but I think, you can either play the Dortmund and both teams to score at 21-10 or the Dortmund and overs at 6-5, which I think are both solid bets. But goal scorer-wise, I think you have to be looking at Leverkusen players because they're just overpriced for me.
Okay. Right, anything else in the game? Or are we happy leaving it at that?
Well, I mean, over 2.5 match goals, if you don't want to play a result, I think it's 6-10. I think it's all right, but you could go with the yes, both teams to score and over 2.5 match goals at 17-20 if you don't fancy an outright result. Mm. But I think for me, Dortmund win, and I think there'll be a couple of goals in this one. As I said, I'm very, very impressed with their attacking talent and how many goals they've been scoring. And maybe not how many goals they've been scoring, but certainly the amount of chances they're creating. And I think they play, as you said, they play Krasnodar in the Europa League. I think they could easily play some of, I wouldn't say backup players, but maybe not their first choice players, you know, like Adrian Ramos, etc. And I think they'll still do a grand job and probably hit 2 or 3 tonight, and then they'll take that on to Leverkusen on Sunday.
Okay, fair enough. Right, we'll move to the second feature game that we're going to look at. Comes from Serie A, and it is Napoli against Lazio coming up.
Serie A.
Napoli are in the betting at 10-11, the draw 13-5 in Lazio, 14-5, 7:45 the kickoff time for this one on Sunday. An interesting match, Ray. Napoli, who traditionally very, very solid at home. Lazio, who typically struggle away from home. They managed to arrest that a little bit last year, but they've started this year in pretty poor form, really, this season. They are struggling a little bit, and it's one of those games that you wouldn't be surprised if it went either way. We saw towards the end of last season, Lazio went to Napoli and won 4-2 there, which is a result that you couldn't have really predicted, even though Lazio were a little better last year. But they've started the season with a home win against Bologna, then they got pasted at Chievo before bouncing back at home to Udinese. Napoli, on the other hand, yet to win, lost at Sassuolo, drew at home to Sampdoria, and drew away at Empoli. It's always Napoli's home form that's going to propel them up the table, and it's always Lazio's away form that's going to stop them going up the table, Ray. 10-11 on the home side here. Fair or not?
I probably wouldn't back it at 10-11, given okay. the start Napoli have had. As you said, you mentioned that 4-2 last season. I remember that was the game which clinched Lazio the Champions League playoff place ahead of Napoli. So, there may be a little bit of revenge on Napoli's mind for this one, because that's a big old deal to be knocked out of the Champions League. Admittedly, Lazio didn't go on to do anything with the Champions League playoff place. They were knocked out by Leverkusen, I believe, wasn't it? So both of these interactions on Thursday in the Europa League. But I think, can you back a side who yet to win in the league, conceding goals for fun, odds on against a, as you said, maybe not the traditionally great on the road, but can put in pretty robust performances every now and again. Lazio's strength isn't goal scoring, certainly away from home. They're not a side who, I was about to say, go and hit 3 and 4. Obviously, they did the last time they visited Napoli, but traditionally they're not a side who go and score bagfuls away from home. So when they do travel, you tend to think they're going to try and keep it tight. And Napoli, although they can score a shed load of goals, are also capable of conceding them. So you've got two absolute opposites here coming to coming against each other. So I guess it's basically which side of the fence do you sit on? Personally, I can't back a side who are yet to win and are conceding too many goals at 10-11, but I can play goals in this one. Mm-hmm. And I think goals are the way. I think if you do fancy an outright, then I would throw goals in, or would throw some other kind of bet to boost the prices, because at 10-11 at odds on, they just don't appeal to me, Napoli.
Okay then, what kind of bets have you been looking at then?
Well, I mean, Napoli have, you often see trends which just slip under the radar. Now we know we've had an awful lot of goals in Italy recently over the last 6 months. It really, really has turned, which is a good thing, because the games are very, very entertaining, even if the quality maybe isn't up to the level of maybe a couple of the other major leagues. But Napoli's last 12 Serie A games have all seen over 2.5 goals. That's remarkable. That's a trend, obviously, dating back for 9 games of last season as well, that I'm surprised has slipped under the radar the way it has. They've also scored 1.5 in the last 10 Serie A games, conceded over 1.5 in the last 7 Serie A games, which I think is it's remarkable, really, the amount of goals that are conceded and scored in Napoli's game. Lazio are the only side to have beaten Napoli. You mentioned Napoli's home form. They're the only side to beat them in the last 11 games in Serie A. They did win in the Coppa Italia as well, so they've won the last 2 going to Napoli. Further reason maybe not to back them. I'm not sure they repeat that, but I guess I'm just not sure on Napoli at 10-11. Mm. But I think those goal trends are basically the foundation for any bet. Over 2.5 match goals is 4-6. Over 1.5 Napoli goals, which remember has landed in the last 10 games, including the 4-2 when these two sides met not too long ago, is 4-5. They would be the main foundation for any of my bets in this game. So whether you're going for a Napoli win and over 2.5 or a Lazio win and over 2.5, I think they would be the way in. That's the way in for me. And another big bet, which I think has to be taken seriously, is Higuain. I napped him in this game at the back end of the season to score 2 or more. Now, that landed, but he also missed a penalty when the game was 2 apiece, which would have put Napoli in the driving seat and probably gone on to play in the Champions League this season. But he scored 9 goals in his 9 games against Lazio. I think, in terms of goals per game, it's his favourite club for playing against. Mm-hmm. He's even money to score any time, 5-1 for 2 or more. Both, I think, are of interest.
Okay.
What do you think, Alex? What are your views on this one? Do you think Napoli are a good price at 10-11?
I think they're the bet at 10-11. I don't think it's the best bet that you'll ever see, but that's the only thing I could come up with here, was just, I just don't want to be with Lazio away from home this season. I just get the feeling that they are slipping back into old habits. Losing 4-0 at Chievo,
terrible.
I think it's pretty poor. And
admittedly, a high-flying Chievo.
No, that's true. They've started the season well, but yeah, Napoli at 10-11 was the only way I could really go at that. But like I said, it wasn't the strongest pick, if you like. But you get those games, don't you, where you look at a game, you go, if I was to have a bet, it would be that one. But would I be, you know, running to get it on? Maybe not. I think there's better bets to be had across Europe this weekend anyway. So, but for what's the best bet for you?
I think for me, bearing in mind there's not a huge, huge difference between the 10-11 on Napoli to win and the 4-5 on Napoli to score over 1.5 goals, I would rather take the 4-5 on Napoli to score 1.5 goals in this one, over 1.5 match goals for Napoli. As I said, it's happened in the last 10 games for them, and I think that would be the way in. I think I have to avoid the outrights for me. I wouldn't be back in Napoli. Maybe have a look at them in play and see if they start well.
Mm.
Then, yeah, get involved. But, I mean, you're not really losing an awful lot if you back the overs and it lands than you would if you back them to win. I think they're more likely to score over 1.5 than they are to win this game.
All right.
So that would be the way in for me. And as I said, Higuain must be looked at, even money any time. First or last is 4-1. 2 or more is 5-1. And a hat-trick, which you probably should have got the last time these two sides met, is 33-1.
OK. Right, fair enough. Right, shall we move on to the 60-second games then, Mr. Druitt?
Yeah, let's.
Right, we're going to start in France, where Marseille take on Lyon. Sunday at 8 o'clock, the kick-off time for this one, coming up in just a second.
Ligue 1.
Marseille in the betting at 5-4. The draw is 23-10, and Lyon are 11-5. Marseille have started the season pretty well. Lyon, a side I've been keen to be against throughout, and that's not going to change for me here. Ray, what about you?
Well, I think they might just nick something here. Obviously, this is the Olympic Derby. Neither of these two sides have started too well, but both will be hoping for similar campaigns to last year. Marseille had a change of manager, of course. Bielsa walked out. Michel came in and they've won both home games, scoring 10 in 2 home games, which is really, really good. But their away form still needs a little bit of work. They're in action on Thursday night in the Europa League. Lyon, as you said, you're happy to oppose on a regular basis. Missed a big opportunity on Wednesday against Genk, as you mentioned. They did lose at home against Rennes recently. Their away form has been pretty strong. They've only lost two, actually, of the last 14 away league games, which is really, really good. But they do lack creativity without Fekir and Grenier. That could be a massive issue. Despite having Marseille having more wins than Lyon in this fixture, Lyon have only lost one of the last 12, which I think is incredible. I think this one ends a draw, 23-10 for me. Excuse me, Marseille are too short to back.
Okay. You think?
I wouldn't be backing them at the price they are. I just think they're a touch too short for a side who, they won their last two home games. But all things considered, I don't think they can be backed at that price personally.
Okay.
I was massively interested in them. Well, certainly goals in this game last year, and it ended one apiece. Again, it's just one of those stats that does kind of get by. They only lost one of their last 12 versus Marseille. They do kind of have the hold at the moment in this derby. And like I said, they are clawing back. I think it's 31 wins for Lyon, 34 draws and 34 wins for Marseille. So, it really, really is a tight fixture.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're giving someone a huge share of the market there to win this game, I'm not quite convinced Marseille are right for that, to be fair. I don't think it's right to give them, what are they, 5-4, did you say?
Yeah.
5-4 in this game, not for me. I think it's opposable. I would probably play the draw 23-10. I think both sides would probably be happy with that. Bearing in mind, Lyon would have an extra day's rest on Marseille. But I guess the caveat to that is I don't see Lyon scoring too many without, like I said, Grenier and Fekir. Lacazette's not in great form. He's struggling. It's a really, really long Baron spell at the moment for Lacazette. But just not for me. Both sides have changed quite a little, but maybe not in terms of personnel, but they do look incredibly different to last year. So for me, I think the only bet I would rather have for value would be the draw.
Okay. Fair enough. Right, the final game that we're going to look at comes from Portugal. It's Porto against Benfica, Sunday at 7:15. We don't have a Portuguese league jingle, I'm afraid. Still haven't got one made. It's been 18 months now. We should probably get around to doing that. So we're going to go straight into the 60 seconds, Ray. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Porto in the betting at 19-20, the draw 11-5. Benfica are 14-5. Two heavyweights of Portuguese football coming up against each other here, Ray, which is easy for me to say. Who's going to come out on top in what should be a cracker?
Well, absolute huge game this early on in the season. Porto has started the season just a little bit better. They have only got 2 points, having drawn a game. Benfica have lost. They lost their only away game this season, which may be a slight worry for them. Porto's home form is absolutely exceptional. Just the one defeat in 24 league games, of course, we know that came to Benfica. It just always happens to be that way, doesn't it? In fact, the last time they conceded a goal at home was against Benfica on the 14th of December. Remarkable. Benfica's away form, going back into last season, has been a bit patchy. But you just know they'll turn up for this one. It is the kind of game that they could go on to win. And therefore, I'm just against backing Porto at the odds-on price. Despite what the stats say, 5 out of the last 7 games have been unders. I think overs is a play here. The value, 13-10, for me, probably is the bet. Before the Baron spell, 7 games went overs. 13-10, overs. Over 2.5 match goals. There's a lot of attacking talent on display here.
Mm-hmm.
Abubakar and Jonas have had very, very good starts for the season, as well as supporting acts like Brahimi, Mitroglou, Nicolas Gaitan. I think 13-10 over 2.5 match goals is a decent shout.
Okay. I'm going to disagree with you again.
You think unders, yeah?
I think Porto and unders at 5-2 would be the way I'd go. Porto 1-0 and 2-0 basically running for you there. I just think Porto's home form is sensational.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
I love a side that are bankers at home, if that makes sense. And you get some sides that are just very, very good sides. Juventus have been bankers at home for a long time. Now we're just beginning to wonder. Chelsea are another side who, again, are beginning to stumble, but generally are rock solid at home. And you almost know they're going to win, so you can formulate a bet around exactly how they're going to win. Generally, Porto to nil is a good bet, but I think it will be really tight this. I think it'll be 1 or 2 nil either way. And well, I don't think it'll be 1 or 2 nil either way. I think Porto will win. So 5-2 for Porto and unders would be a fairly confident pick for me there, actually.
If I was going to back Porto, I would have to throw in the Porto and overs 23-10.
All right.
I mean, like I said, the stats. This is similar to one for last week. Really, the stats maybe suggest that it is going to be unders. Mm. But if you add, obviously, like I said, 5 of the last 7 have gone unders. But then that would only be 5 of the last 14 that have gone unders.
It depends what stat you want to, you know, what point you're trying to make, doesn't it?
Of course it is. And I think if we do get an early goal in this one, it could completely open it up, especially if Porto get the opening goal.
Mm.
So for 13-10, I certainly do think the value's there. There's some really, really good attacking talent on display. Unfortunately, we don't have... Oh, we do have goal scorers now. They weren't in earlier on. I mentioned Abu Bakr 5-4 any time. Mentioned Jonas at 2-1 any time. I think it was can't remember who got the. Oh, it was Lima, wasn't it? Who got the 2 last season? I think for Benfica, but unfortunately, he's not there. So we can't have a repeat of that. But for me, I think overs is a play, certainly at the prices.
Okay.
Right, well, a red card. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Have a look
possibility.
When one's priced up. But currently we've got 111 markets on this game, and a red card isn't one of them just yet.
Hmm. Yeah, but probably will be and could well be a player. So we'll agree to disagree on the goals on that one then, Ray. I think it'll be tight. You think there'll be a few. Naps then. Naps. Where are you going to go for your nap this weekend?
I'm torn between two here. How about you? I mean, are you pretty set on
Yeah, I've got two options. One's Porto and unders, but I won't go for that. I'm going to go for Marseille minus a goal at 3-1.
Oh,
I think that they'll win, and they'll win well.
Wowza. Mm. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. When you said you were... looking to oppose Leon, I just thought you were going to play it. I don't think it would be safe, but I thought you were going to play it safer and go on the 5-4 for Marseille to win.
Now we're going all in this week.
Wow, well played. You know what? Seeing as you're going a bit bigger, I'm going to stick my neck out as well. Higuain scored 2 or more again. I played it last time. He scored 9 in 9 against Lazio, 5-1.
5-1 for Higuain to score 2 or more in Napoli against Lazio on Sunday. Put those together, you've got a very tasty double, 5-1 and 3-1. So, fingers crossed. But they're quite playable as singles as well, aren't they, those two? So, a bit of value, hopefully, this week on the European Football Podcast. Any questions, get in touch with us on Twitter, at AlexDunn0307 and at Ray Druitt. But we'll be back next week if we don't hear from you. It's been a pleasure talking to you once again, Ray, over the phone. But you'll be in the studio next week, won't you? So
I will be, yes. I will be. I'll be back.
Good.
I'll be back.
Good. Right, well, good luck with your bets, and the same to you, listeners, and we'll talk soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.